Greetings. This is Why's That? The show about what makes you curious in Southwest Michigan. I'm Sevilla Mann. Each month we answer a question you send us. You can submit your idea at whysthat.wmuk.org. Carl Doubleday asked our question for November. Carl came to Western Michigan University as an undergraduate in 1962. He stayed for grad school. Then the university offered him a job. He's now been here...
42 years in my position plus six. Almost a half century.
One building Carl says has changed a lot in that time is Waldo Stadium. For one thing, it has more seats and more people sitting in them.
Used to be people everywhere except in seats, on the sides of hills.
Carl knows that Arcadia Creek runs past the campus, but it's underground at Michigan Avenue and Stadium Drive. That led Carl to wonder, does Arcadia Creek run underneath Waldo Stadium?
There's water retention areas, but I don't see any moving water there, so it's going somewhere. There's that missing link to the eye.
We took Carl's question to Western Associate Vice President of Facilities, Pete Strazdas.
I read, like in the Western News or the Herald or something, that one of the problems was that Arcadia Creek still ran under the playing field.
Not true.
Never?
Never did. The creek does not flow under the stadium.
Okay.
Instead, it runs nearby. But as Carl and I soon discover, Arcadia Creek has been through a lot in the last 100 years. In that simple answer, no, the creek does not run under the stadium, there's a wrinkle. Before the campus and four-lane stadium drive, Arcadia Creek ran through what one article describes as a vast extent of lowland. Strazdas says that, along with the stream,
there were two or three ponds, depending upon which writing that you read or which map you've looked at, because they all vary a little bit back in the 1800s.
One of those ponds is still there. It's by Western's power plant. A brewery stood near the creek by the end of the Civil War. It burned down in 1867, but a replacement went up. Strazdas says the successor was the Kalamazoo Steam Brewery.
And I suspect that they needed water, and I suspect that they probably used the water for their processing, and perhaps they discharged something from the plant.
Eventually, Western's campus would transform that land. But in 1903, when the Western State Normal School was established, it hardly dominated Arcadia Creek. Western Director of Archives Sharon Carlson says the school took a first step around 1912, when it bought a pasture to turn into a playing field.
And this is from 1915, an article. They need to change the course of Arcadia Creek because they are having problems with the creek flooding the athletic field.
After some legal back and forth with neighbors and the city, the normal school had the creek bed shifted to the west. At the time, Arcadia Creek was still a landmark. It even had a namesake on a piece of the future campus, on the wedge of land between Michigan Avenue and what's now Stadium Drive. Carlson says by 1928, that land had become a golf course.
And they take the name of Arcadia and they call it the Arcadia Brook, Arcadia Brook Golf and Country Club.
For the creek, the biggest transformation came at the end of the 1930s. That's when planners laid the road that became Stadium Drive. At the time, it was also U.S. Highway 12.
In January 1939, in the Alumni magazine, there's an article called Goodbye to Arcadia Creek. And they're talking about a 60-inch cement tile.
That was one of the pipes that would carry the creek under the new road. As the creek went under the surface, Western opened Waldo Stadium on the site of the old playing field, the one the creek used to run through. Arcadia Creek runs above ground for a stretch near Western's Student Recreation Center. Carl and I walk along the edge with Pete Strazdas from Facilities, who's looking for the culvert that takes the water under the road.
So let's see, I can see the creek, it's coming here, and there it is right there. You see it?
Yep.
See it right
wow.
There?
Strazdas says Waldo Stadium has been associated with water in the past. It used to flood.
I recall being there, and I saw one of our maintenance technicians. He was in at least a foot, foot and a half of storm water at the 50-yard line, and he saw a fish. It was about a foot long.
You're kidding.
Strazdas says the situation is better since the university added more retention basins. And for Carl, that's an aha moment.
clearly what I remembered was flooding of Walda Stadium, Arcadia Creek, and underground, but not necessarily in the context that it managed to record in my brain.
That's all for now on Why's That? We'll be back next month to answer another question about life in Southwest Michigan. Tell us what in the region makes you wonder at whysthat.wmuk.org. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.